I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Now that aid worker Peter Yasek has been released from prison in Sudan, we're wondering why are the other two men connected with the case, both Sudanese nationals, still in prison? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it follows suit with the entire case, one that wasn't built on facts, but Sudan's desire to make a point. Please pray for these men to be released and for the Sudanese church to remain strong in the face of persecution. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship just announced Urbana 18 Scripture Choice, the Book of Revelation. InterVarsity's Ruth Hubbard explained the choice was prayerfully made. Many students today don't need convincing of the crisis and struggle that's in the world, but they do need the encouragement that Jesus really is who he claims to be, as found in Revelation. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.